This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, the live edition broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States, to our great radio station affiliates, and we appreciate all those that are listening to us right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, as well as all those first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers. I just saw some mail trucks go by, going to the bulk mail center. So those guys, too, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and all the nighttime mechanics, as well as those construction workers, too. Thank you for with the job you do, keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Wayne Allen Root, Root for America himself, is back again with us. Hello, Wayne.
How about the Sons of Butchers?
That's you. That's you. That's you. And of course you're included in that group. Okay. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the 2 points, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Wayne, just before we came on the air, Israel retaliated for some incendiary balloons that were launched and sent over into the Israeli section of the Gaza Strip. Obviously, that's to cause fires and all that sort of stuff. They found out where they came from, and they went in and launched some missiles and took some of these positions out. And you know they'll be in there next with the bulldozers, pardon me, to bulldoze the homes that were there, if there, in fact there were homes around.
Well, you know what I said off mic to you? I said that Israel has cojones, and it's a good thing.
Yep.
More balls than we have in the United States of America, you know? I mean, we're pretty good, but it's hard to top Israel. They learned the hard way that you can't be nice to your enemies, you can't be nice to terrorists, you gotta be vicious to them, maybe more vicious than they are to you. And Israel has perfected it. They're good at it, and that's the reason they've survived, surrounded by 300 million vicious enemies.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, folks, I'm speaking to Wayne Allen Root, rootforamerica.com, the website, and go over there to find out all the different things that he's all about. And, by the way, Wayne, if I told you it's time for President Trump to go big or go home, there's also another expression that applies here, go bold or go home, would that have anything to do with an article that you wrote recently?
I did. I gave him a couple of hints as to what he ought to do to protect our borders, and I think they were really good hints, and I think that they've created a lot of dialogue and a lot of debate and a lot of controversy in America, and I think I'm right on the money with my ideas.
Well, no one's going to really argue with you because, again, Attorney General Barr today, and we're going to get into that after the after the break here into the second segment. But we watched again the Democrats that are trying to create something out of nothing. I mean, as they like to say, they got nothing, and here they were complaining again. We were hearing about collusion, obstruction, impeachment. Some of the presidential candidates that are running for the presidency, Amy Klobuchar. And that damn, whatever her name is, from Hawaii, and I don't even care what her name is at this point.
Hirono.
She's about as un-American as they come. How could the people in Hawaii be that dumb?
Well, she's kind of like the new version of Tokyo Rose. That's how I would describe her. Same way that Ilhan Omar is like having Hamas in the United States Congress. These are all enemies of the United States.
They are.
People guilty of treason. They really are. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is no better, and Rashida Tlaib is no better, and Maxine Waters is no better, and Adam Schiff's no better, and Jerry Nadler is no better. The list is so long, but some get special mention, and I think Hirono of Hawaii now gets special mention. I think Kamala Harris of California gets special mention.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with you for a minute about either one of those, because Kamala Harris in California is doing everything she can to. And by the way, I heard Biden yesterday say, "And if we have 8 years of this president, he's going to fundamentally change America." Where did that expression come from? Gee, Barack Obama, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, let him keep reminding America that there's a choice coming up, and it's probably going to wind up being Trump or go back to Obama, especially if Biden's the candidate. It's going to be this nostalgic look at Obama, and I just can't imagine that, you know, a majority of Americans don't realize that we never want to go back to Obama. He was a disaster. He was a nightmare. And speaking of traitors, I believe he was a traitor to the United States of America. First of all, he spied on a presidential candidate,
yep.
And I'm sure he gave the information to Hillary in order to, make sure the election was fixed. So that's the first thing. He was trying to steal an election. And then once Trump won, he tried to frame Trump. And that was all under the auspices and under the leadership and the organization and the direction and the coordination of Barack Hussein Obama. No question in my mind. Every single one of these bad guys at the FBI, the DOJ, Clapper, Brennan, they all go back to Obama. He had to have given the orders. They didn't do it on their own without asking for permission from the President of the United States. So it all comes back to Obama.
Well, you're absolutely right. And by the way, again, when we come back from the second segment, go into the second segment, I've got 47 seconds of Attorney General Barr, and the only time it got quiet in there was when he made the comment that I'm going to play for you to let you listen, because it was like you could hear a pin drop after that because of the fact that what he said, the question that was asked and the way that he answered it, it was like, I don't think we ought to expound on that one. But anyway, we are coming up on the break here, and I am talking to Wayne Allen Root, rootforamerica.com, the website. Go over there, check him out, find out all the stuff he does, find out about his column, his radio show, Newsmax TV, and I will be right back because here comes the music. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America. And hello, Las Vegas, Nevada, Wayne's hometown. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and we're brought to you, this portion of the program is brought to you by the Geico Insurance Office closest to you, because Geico Insurance has local agents, and they can offer you more coverage than just your car or your truck that you're driving. And they offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and yeah, that snowmobile you got too. You guys and gals up north are out there in the Rocky Mountains, and they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance through your local Geico insurance agent. Now, to find out more, you can go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, or you can look in the phone book under insurance and probably find your local Geico insurance agent that way. When you do, check them out and see if you can save a bunch of money like I did. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance Company, and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Wayne Allyn Root is with us. Welcome back, Rain.
Hey, great to be back.
Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to play 47 seconds of Attorney General Barr, and when he said what he said here, he actually, and by the way, it was Senator Chuck Grassley that was making a statement and then asked him a question, and when Attorney General Barr gave the answer to the question, you could have heard a pin drop, and we'll talk about it. Well, here we go.
There have been a number of leaks coming out of the Justice Department and FBI during high-profile investigations. The Inspector General found that during the Department's investigation of Hillary Clinton for mishandling highly classified information, there was a culture of unauthorized media contacts. During the Russian investigation, the leaks continued. Leaks undermine the ability of investigators to investigate. Further leaks to the papers while Congress's questions to the department go unanswered is unacceptable. Why? What are you doing to investigate unauthorized media contacts by the department and FBI officials during the Russian investigation?
We have multiple criminal leak investigations underway.
Boom. Boom. We have multiple criminal investigations underway. Boom. Well, and you could have heard a pin drop.
Yeah, well, because they're all in trouble. All the leakers are going to go to prison.
And you know who's at the top of the list for some of these? Adam
Schiff. Well, I
Schiff.
Think Clapper and, yep. and Brennan, and of course a lot of the congressmen like Schiff, right?
Yep, Adam Schiff. You betcha Adam Schiff is right there because he has been identified unofficially, because they can't do anything officially, through some of the information that's being leaked by the other side now. And by the way, I read the Mueller report. Some of it was, in legal jargon, but it was not that difficult to read. It got a little technical in what they call part two and all that. And there's nothing there, Wayne. There's nothing there. They're nitpicking. They're sorting words. They're taking things out. They're inserting things to make the definition sound different than what it was to begin with. And that's exactly what the liberals are doing right now to the Republicans with this report, the Mueller report. And I'm over it. I am over it.
Yeah, there's nothing even to be over. There's nothing there. There never was Russian collusion except on the Democrat side. That's where the Russian collusion was found. I'm a broken record. I've said this for 2 years, that liberals listen to Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, and Saul Alinsky, his advice was look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. They've got the Russian collusion problem, not us. There was Ukrainian collusion. There was collusion with a fake dossier prepared with Russian disinformation. There was lots and lots of collusion. There was Uranium One with Hillary Clinton. There was Russian collusion all around. What there wasn't was Russian collusion on behalf of President Donald J. Trump.
Right. And when he was asked yesterday about this new letter that came out from Robert Mueller, where he described the special counsel's letter expressing concerns about his portrayal of the Russian probe, he used the word snitty. Are you familiar with that word?
No. What does that mean?
Well, snitty is disagreeably, let's see, snitty has a word, it's called disagreeably ill-tempered. Snittier, snittiest is another way it's used. It's an adjective. It's got a mysterious history. and it's all about you disagree, but you disagree from a different direction that it's coming from. So therefore, the definition, listening to these senators talk about what it meant to begin with, they didn't even know the definition to begin with of what it was.
Well, I never knew the definition either, so don't.
Well, it's the new word. It's the new word out there, snitty. When you respectfully disagree with something, but you don't necessarily disagree with it because of the foundation on which it was written, and you throw something else in there, that's snitty.
All right. Well, I'll go with that. But let me tell you something. Democrats don't respectfully disagree with any of us. They want censorship. They want banning. They want to hurt us.
You're right.
Antifa wants to kill us. There is no respectful disagreement. So that word should mean nothing to them.
You're right. And, of course, Blumenthal, the guy that the Marine that, I went to Vietnam, and, oh, wait a minute, well, no, I didn't go to Vietnam. I mean, they should have hung that guy up on a rail and voted him out of office when he did that.
They're all liars. So, mm-hmm. It's not just him. Every one of them. They're just terrible people. I don't know what else to say anymore. It's just awful what's happened to this country. I think Mueller summed it up when he said, how do we get to this point? That a man is completely innocent, and you're still trying to hang him after it's come out,
well,
actually and officially, that he's completely innocent.
I'm with the following statement that was made. Attempted obstruction of a crime that never occurred is a new standard. And Senator Lindsey Graham said that when he shut the conversation off at the end of the day and said Hirono said that she had just absolutely slandered Mr. Barr and shut her down. But I am talking, folks, to Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Root for America himself. Go to RootForAmerica.com and find out more about what it is he does and how he does it and where he does it. Now, the Venezuelan situation has gotten very, very, very dismal. We've had 2 days of people on the street. We've had people killed, people hurt. Obviously, the Cubans are the ones that are manning the guns right now. We're being told in the armored vehicles, which, by the way, yesterday, again, did the same thing they did the day before, drove over a bunch of people.
Yeah, well, Look, this is a great example of what communists and socialists are really about. Remember, they don't consider Venezuela to be communist.
Nope.
They consider it to be socialist.
Yep.
And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been trying to give us this new lesson, this updated lesson in socialism, that it's wonderful and it's nice and it's cool and it's fair. And what it is a bunch of murderers. You know, socialists want to kill you if you don't agree with them.
That's right.
They want to shoot you. They want to run over you. They want to ban you. They want to torture you in the basement of some state-run, state-sanctioned prison. That's the real face of socialism. Venezuela is that face. And don't forget, they also starve the public to death. People are starving. People are eating dumpsters. People are eating zebras in the zoo. They're raiding the zoo, literally.
Yep.
And people are drinking sewage water.
Yep. Now, we are talking, the United States is talking about a blockade of Cuba, who continually sends ships full of supplies, beans and bullets and the like, for their 22,000-plus people that are working there. Some of them are military troops. Some of them are working in the government of Venezuela. We're talking about blockading that on the Venezuelan side as well as on the Cuban side, which could be similar to what we saw many, many years ago. And I remember it very vividly when we fired those shots across the bow of the Russian ships with the ICBM missiles, and they turned around and went back to Russia.
Well, all I know is that Obama made us the laughingstock of the world, and so the world said they loved Obama. That's why world leaders are now saying they can't wait for Biden to be elected president, because they know, you know, the United States will not be the strongest nation in the world anymore. Under Donald Trump, we are back to being in charge. We're a strong nation. People fear us, and our enemies fear and respect us, and that's only good.
Well, I'm going to go on a limb, out on a limb right now, and you and I did this when Donald Trump first came on the scene. Number one, Joe Biden is not going to be elected our next president. And number two, he may not even be the candidate in the Democratic Party.
No, I don't think he'll be the Democratic nominee. I really don't believe it. I know he's got a 28-point lead in New Hampshire. That means absolutely nothing.
Right.
Zero, zip. We're a year plus out. It's meaningless to be talking about this stuff, but, you know, Biden's got so many problems, and he looked so old in his last speech. I was shocked how old he looked. He looks like an old man that aged 20 years overnight. He doesn't even have the stamina to make it through a campaign. The only guy in the world who's 70-plus that has the stamina to campaign day and night in 20 different places, hopping on a plane and flying to a new state every hour, that's Donald Trump. They can't keep up with him. No way.
And when you have firefighters you have to import for your rally that you have, and you had about 8 or 10 of the union reps that were there, that was it. And the rest of the people wearing the firefighter shirts were teenage men and college-age men who were not firefighters. You really got a problem. And here comes the music. So, Wayne, we will talk to you again real soon. I'll see if you want to come on again next week. Otherwise, we'll talk to you when we get you back on the show again, my friend.
Root for America, and don't forget to watch Newsmax TV, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific.
That's it, and we got it. Thanks, Wayne. All righty, Wayne Allyn Root, everybody. RootForAmerica.com, always a pleasure. And we're going to open up the phone lines again if you've got anything you want to say. Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General Barr has just informed us that he will not attend tomorrow's hearing.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says Barr is resisting to testifying before his panel because staff attorneys would be quizzing him.
The administration cannot dictate the terms of our hearing in our hearing room. The Department of Justice has also told us that they will not comply with our subpoena for the full unredacted Mueller report.
Barr testified before the Senate, and he defended releasing his four-page summary despite concerns about it from Robert Mueller.
His work concluded when he sent his report to the Attorney General. At that point, it was my baby.
Senate Chairman Lindsey Graham jumped to Barr's defense.
You slandered this man from top to bottom. So if you want more of this, you're not going to get it. If you want to ask him questions, you can't.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida. And, you know, I've got a very great relationship here. My flagship station, Salem Media Group, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, AM 1380, The Biz. And we have some of the greatest people here in this area of Florida, especially the people like Mixon Fruit Farms, which is a designated Florida tourist attraction. Now, the fruit farm is one thing. The Groveside Cafe is another. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'll be down in Bradenton today for our Have Lunch with the Captain series at the Mixon Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. And I've already figured out what I'm going to have for lunch. They've got a loaded BLT with the Applewood bacon stacked, double stacked, along with great lettuce and great tomatoes and mayonnaise, cheese, whatever you want to put on it. And it's really, really, really good. Now, that doesn't stop there. I mean, they've got Grandma's Pot Roast. They've got their renowned Cuban sandwich that's had accolades from people that live down in Miami, the Cubans that actually come up to have it. Also the amazing Superman submarine sandwich, the nightclub sub, which is a special sub. They make it the way people like to have it at night, the general, you know, the bologna and salami and ham and all the different stuff on it. The forklift burger. Wow, large and in charge and seasoned to perfection with your choice of cheese. It will not disappoint you. And then for dessert, the orange swirl ice cream. The Orange Swirl Ice Cream. Does it get any better? I think not. And that's where I'll be today from 12 noon to 1:30. And we look forward to seeing all our friends down there in the Lakewood Ranch, Bradenton, Ruskin, South St. Pete, Sarasota, Englewood, and Venice areas. And we hope to meet many of our old friends that we've had and established over the years there, plus our regulars, too, that come to those things. So that's Nixon Fruit Farms today, 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. Have lunch with the captain, located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida, just south of the big Tropicana juice plants. All righty. Got a surprise. Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana, is on the telephone right now. Hey, sir.
Hey, there's like three things I want to talk about. One's the hearing that was yesterday.
That Hirono needs to be taken out somewhere, reprimanded, retributed, and then kicked the hell out of Washington, D.C.
That woman's just mean-spirited.
Exactly.
I mean, Tokyo Rose is a saint next to this woman.
Right.
I heard her call, use the word, and called Barr a liar three times in a row.
That's right.
That was undignified. That was cheap. I don't know where this woman came from. I mean, she's making a name for it. Was a big fundraising
event. She was reading what her staffers wrote for her. She writes nothing that she reads.
Well, apparently, but you know what? She might want to check what her kids put down on paper, because mm-hmm. she looked really stupid.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think Barr knocked it out. Now, through the conservatives and Republicans, he knocked it out, but to Democrats, I mean, that's where we come as a nation. We're so divided, you can't eat, you know.
Did you hear the clip that I played for Wayne Allyn Root?
Yeah, I heard that.
They got quiet when he said that about all these other investigations.
The one clip I heard, too, was earlier last night was when he said, this guy's 2 years and there's nothing here. He's been proven right.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing here. There's no collusion.
That's right.
And they're trying to get him on obstruction of justice. Good luck. But, you know, they might as well just vote on it now. Give it to the House and say, just vote
I wish
on
they,
it.
I wish they would, because if they do, guess what? It's going to go nowhere.
Yeah, it'll pass the House, and then the Senate probably won't even pick it up.
That's a good possibility. You're right. Mm-hmm.
So I would just say, go with it. Pass your impeachment proclamation, but that's it.
Actually, it's a resolution, but you're okay.
Yeah, resolution, that's what.
Yeah.
I'm so worked up tonight because I listened, you know, since 2002, we went into Iraq, we went into Afghanistan, we went into Syria.
Right.
Like I said, it's a binary world.
Mm-hmm.
Zero or one, and we got zeros in three countries.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Venezuela. That is the Moscow-Havana alliance. It's been transplanted in Caracas. If there was one time you have a reason to use military force,
that's the place.
That's it.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
And these guys are put. I heard nothing but embargoes and sanctions. They don't work. They don't work. I mean, look at the sanctions against Moscow's. Russia's too big for sanctions. You know, they've laughed them off. And, you know, if sanctions worked or embargoes worked, Cuba would have went out of business. The communists would have went out years ago. They've been under our thumb in some way, shape, or form from an economic standpoint since 1959.
Sure.
And it hasn't worked. All right, and I think that is where we're at now. If we don't use it within the next 90 days,
mm-hmm.
then there's no hope for this country.
Right.
This is one time where you could use military legitimately. You know, and just knock them out and replace them with the Democrat form of government or something close to it and get out.
Well, here's what we need to do. Okay, we've got the Lima group down there. We need to get them involved, and they say they are. We need to get the Organization of American States involved, and they say they are. Then we need to get our NATO countries that stand with us, because there's, 64 countries or something like that that are all standing behind the new Venezuela and the new government. And we just need to go in there and do what needs to be done, period.
Listen, whatever we do, it's going to be our baby. NATO's a joke today. I mean, that's the way I look at it. You know, that's one of the things I said on your, I texted you. The
mm-hmm.
purpose of NATO was to keep the Americans in, keep the Russians out, keep the Germans down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're trying to keep the Russians out of Europe. Well, we just let them in the Americas.
Mm-hmm.
and we're not doing much about it.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, I can understand it. Trump's probably a little scared of you, but you better get it done now.
Plus, nobody talks about that big military base they got there capable of taking the big jets.
Oh, I know. I mean, that used to be that they still have more oil reserves than any country in the world in Venezuela. Still, number one, even greater than Saudi Arabia. It's right there. Why do you think China's involved? They only go where it's going to be natural resource rich. You know, they're going to, the new OPEC is going to be China, Russia, and Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be socialist, communist led.
Mm-hmm.
We fooled ourselves that this Marxist stuff died in the 90s. Well, it didn't. It's raised its ugly head the past 6-7 years.
Well, of course.
See how powerful it is.
Yeah.
That's the thing that if there was ever a time where you could, you have the reason to do it, it's now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one of the things that we've downplayed. I don't know if liberals will go with it, but something's got to be done there other than sanctions and embargoes, because they're not going to work.
No, they're not. And this is the place where we could very easily start airdrops of food and all that sort of stuff. Again, will they shoot at our planes flying over to drop humanitarian aid? Don't know. But if they did, then that would be where I would say we light them up and take them out.
Well, see, they're already fighting this now because you see what's coming across the border.
I do.
A lot of Cubans. Now, how are they getting to Honduras if Cuba's not sending some of their people
sure.
to Honduras to come in?
Absolutely.
You know, it's right now it's a pressure cooker there, and they're relieving some of the pressure by sending their people.
Yep.
It used to be you'd come across the boat into Miami, into the Keys.
Well, last week they had 1,300 Cubans escape one of those Mexican detention centers down on the southern border of Mexico with Guatemala, and they 1,300 of them, and they got 700 of them back, but another 600 headed straight towards the American border to make that long trek.
Yeah, and they had another attempted escape, but they got those before it got out of hand.
Right.
But somehow those Cubans are getting from Cuba to Honduras, which is a lot further than it would be from going to Havana to Miami.
Yeah, and the Cubans are not all Cubans. They're just from Cuba.
Well, I don't know where they're coming from, but Cuba's certainly, you know, I don't want to see another 1980 and Amerigo boat lift again, but that's kind of where it's headed. They're gonna hit us from all directions, big time, big quick. And that's what you're seeing in Venezuela. If we go down there and we do a shock and awe for real in Venezuela, you're going to get the attention. You're going to really show it. The Brazilians aren't going to fight. They don't really have a military. Neither do the Argentines. Neither do the Chileans. Neither do the Colombians. It's like it always is. The Americans, yeah, it's going to be an American fight. Maybe we'll have a UN banner over our head, but it's going to be an American fight.
Okay, well, we got about 30 seconds here, and I got a question to ask you. You heard me ask Wayne Allyn Root the same question. Is Joe Biden going to be the Democratic nominee?
50-50, but I'll tell you what, he's scary. Because if you would hold the election today between Biden and Trump, I think Biden would beat him. All he has to do is campaign in the Northeast and the Midwest, and he's going to carry those states
okay.
that Trump did.
I got to run.
Let's admit it.
Got to run. Talk to you later. All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, and caller, he'll hold the line. I'll be right back there with you here in the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across America on the great radio stations that are here in America, and we thank them very much for carrying the show. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@GCNLive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All right, Dave Dudley, 6 days in a row, and I'm going to make it home tonight, our spotlight song for this hour for the truckers. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive, with four dealerships to serve you. Remember those four words, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active on the job and retired too, along with their 911 dispatchers, get preferred pricing, saving them thousands of dollars on new new vehicles. And don't forget, wholesale pricing on the certified pre-owned vehicles with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, plus free tire rotations and free oil changes for the lifetime of the vehicle. Now, a slow-moving and elongated front from Texas to the Ohio Valley is going to continue to produce areas of severe thunderstorms, which will include damaging winds and large hail. There could be some tornadoes in these, again, so be careful. And heavy to excessive rainfall is possible with flooding. And right now in Iowa, in the Quad Cities up there, Bettendorf, Iowa, and whatnot, you know that you have got some flooding going on right there. And it'll be going on over the next couple of days. Now, out ahead of the system, warm, high temperatures are expected across the south, the Ohio Valley, and especially the middle Atlantic states through Friday. For example, down here in Florida, it's been in the 90s the past couple of days, and that trend will continue at or near 90 degrees for the next several days. And just going to put it out there, there is a tropical wave coming across the Atlantic and starting to form something about a week away, looks like, from the eastern coast of the United States. That's all I'll say. We don't know what it is yet, and I don't want to jinx it because we don't even have hurricane season yet. Now, I want to tell you where all this rain is and where the severe thunderstorm warnings and whatnot are. First of all, in northeastern Texas, up there on the central part of Oklahoma, right on the border, we have a severe thunderstorm watch going on right now. We've got a severe thunderstorm warning right now in northwestern Louisiana. So be advised, along I-20, you're going to have some rough weather. And the Texas section of I-20 back towards Longview, you've got some areas in there. Our affiliate there right now that's there in that section of Texas, I'm sure you've already had the weather alerts come in via the National Weather Service. Then you've got a lot of heavy rain following the I-30 corridor up into Arkansas. And it goes up along I-40 from eastern Oklahoma, again, into Arkansas. You've got rain in Missouri. You've got a lot of rain across the northwestern part of Illinois, the southern part of Wisconsin, the southeastern part, and the central part of Iowa, where you've got flooding right now going on, as I said, in the Quad Cities, and heavy rain that goes down also into the Kentucky area around Louisville. And you do have some fog tonight, as Dan was pointing out, in Indiana. I'm seeing it right now. Got some rain showers in the Detroit metro area. You've got some cold temperatures out west in Utah, in the mountains of Utah. Some freeze and frost warnings across parts of North Carolina and northwestern Kansas and the eastern part of Colorado. And some fog tonight out west in Wyoming, so be advised up on I-80 when you get out there west of Rollins. Looks like you'll have some fog to deal with. Okay, now, let's go to the telephone lines and see if we've got Jim in Tampa on the line. Are you there, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thanks for holding.
Another great show, Captain. I just wanted to give someone out there in the nation a homework project.
Okay.
Maybe they can go back to Democrats keep on saying that this is just like Watergate. This is worse than Watergate. Well, you know, we've got short memories because if you remember during Watergate, one of the smoking guns that they found was a missing 18 minutes of tape.
You're right.
And that was proof that there was a crime committed, that there was missing evidence, 18 minutes of tape. Well, evidence being erased happened recently. We had 30,000 emails deleted, and they were under subpoena.
Yep.
Now, it would be nice if we went back and found with the New York Times or the Washington Post or NBC or ABC or all the talking heads, some of which are still around, said about those missing 18 minutes of tapes. So next time somebody brings up Watergate on a national program, I would appreciate someone saying, well, the smoking gun was 18 minutes of missing evidence. Now we have 30,000 emails that are missing, and they poo-pooed a lot.
You know something? I'm going to mention that to Denise Simon in the next hour here and see what she says. And then we'll get...
What's on Watergate? It would be nice if maybe somebody found a quote about the 18 minutes from her.
Yep. And you're absolutely right. And you won't get any argument from me on this one because I totally agree with you. The 18 minutes of the tapes and all that. And the fact that, and by the way, did you watch any of that yesterday with Attorney General Barr?
It was absurd.
That Hirono, how she could call herself a United States Senator and still hold her head up in the air is beyond me. She is an example of what America shouldn't be.
I think the 2020 election is going to be a landslide.
I certainly hope
really
so.
They're really overplaying their hand.
I also believe they're doing that, too. I believe you're right, Jim. So, Jim, thanks for a great call, and call back anytime, my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right, and take care. And that's Jim in Tampa, one of our regular listeners, and we appreciate him very much. Now, I want to mention to everybody that it's a busy day for me today. I already told you about where I'm going to be at lunchtime. But I didn't tell you where I'm going to be at dinner time because tonight, the inaugural meeting of the Tampa Trump Club, number 45, it's called Trump Club 45 of Greater Hillsborough County. Now, as of yesterday, when I talked to my buddy, Colonel Mike McAllister, who's kind of running the show over there, if you will. At least that's my understanding of it. They've got a board and all that, but I believe he's the one that was put in charge of that. They had almost 350 and were headed towards 400 people that said they were going to be there tonight at the River Church in the meeting hall there, where they're going to be having this meeting. Now, the doors will open at 6:15 p.m., for a meet and greet. I'll be there. I'll have a table set up. Look forward to meeting a whole bunch of you. I'll have a whole bunch of free stuff there to give away, too. By the way, I've got a lot of stuff I'm going to have, so look me up and get some of the free stuff that I have to offer. And then the meeting will begin at 7 p.m. Now, they're going to try to have it over and done with by 9 o'clock because nobody wants to just hang around. So they're going to try to have it done and get it all done. They've got some national speakers that are coming in. One is flying in from the National Day of Prayer in Washington, D.C. to tell everybody what happened there with the president. He's actually flying back down to Florida, one of our pastors down here, and he's going to tell us what transpired. But this is a political meeting, not a religious meeting, so don't get that confused. Just because we're going to be at the River Church in Tampa doesn't mean it's going to be anything to do with a religious type thing. It's not. It's a political rally and an initial meeting to bring people into the fold that are in Hillsborough County that have not had their own separate Tampa Trump Club. And this one is going to be the Club 45 of Greater Hillsborough County. That's their corporate name for their charity that they have, but it's sanctioned by the Republican Party and also the because it does not have any direct connection with the Trump campaign, nor can it, because that's something totally different. But this is something where you guys can go, guys and gals, and you can be amongst like-minded people, and just like we do over at the Tampa Trump Club every month over there at Muggs when they had the meeting over there. We have a lot of people there, a couple hundred plus, is not uncommon for that. And this one here, we've already got just about double that signed up to show up for the inaugural meeting. Looking forward to seeing you all there. Okay, coming up top of the hour, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. So stick around. She's got a lot of stuff to say on this National Day of Prayer. And I will be right back with more. Kathy, tell them how to call the show.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Home. homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.